Welcome back to Funded, the show where we track the money moving through the startup world, seed rounds, series A's, mega raises, all of it. I'm your host, Skylar. And today we have got a stacked episode for you. Before we dive in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced A-go, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SAUSY. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. And their rising NVIDIA challenger, ZenVidia, seriously exciting stuff happening over there. All right, here's what's on the docket today. Cerebras Systems pulls in a whopping $1.1 billion while still navigating the road to IPO. An educator-turned-founder raises $63 million, proving you don't need a computer science degree to build a breakout AI company. Windborne Systems scores $37 million to make weather predictions smarter and more profitable. London-based Enforcer closes $50 million to protect smaller businesses in the age of AI. And Superorganism raises $25 million to back startups fighting for biodiversity. Let's get into it. Okay, first up, Cerebras Systems. And this one is a big deal, like genuinely one of the most eye-catching funding stories we've seen in a while. Cerebras just raised $1.1 billion. Yes, billion with a B, and they are still a private company, which is kind of wild when you consider they filed to go public all the way back in September of 2024. So what happened with the IPO? Well, they ran into a series of regulatory delays tied to foreign investments, and navigating that process has clearly taken longer than anyone anticipated. But here's the thing, rather than just sitting on their hands and waiting for regulators to give them the green light, they went back to the market and raised over $1 billion in fresh capital, which tells you everything about how much appetite there still is for serious AI infrastructure plays. Cerebras, if you're not familiar, builds some of the most powerful AI chips on the planet. Their wafer-scale engine is genuinely in a league of its own in terms of raw compute for AI workloads. They've been positioning themselves as a real alternative to NVIDIA for AI training and inference, and the investor community clearly believes in that thesis. Raising $1.1 billion while still private and while your IPO is essentially in a holding pattern, that's a serious show of confidence from the VC and growth equity world. It also raises an interesting question about timing. At what point does a company this large with this much capital actually need to go public? What's the urgency when the private markets are still writing you nine-figure checks? The regulatory piece is worth watching closely too. Foreign investment scrutiny in deep tech and semiconductors is not going away, and Cerebras is kind of the canary in the coal mine for how these deals get navigated. Bottom line, $1.1 billion, still private, IPO still pending, and Cerebras is continuing to build out what could be one of the most consequential chip companies of this decade. Keep your eyes on this one. All right, story two, and I love this one because it completely flips the script on who gets to build a successful AI startup. Magic School AI just raised $63 million, and the founder is not a former Google engineer or a Stanford computer science PhD, she's a former school principal. That's right, an educator who got fascinated by the educational potential of ChatGPT decided to build a company around it, and VCs handed her $63 million to do exactly that. And honestly, it makes total sense. Who better to build tools for teachers than someone who has actually been in the building, managed teachers, dealt with curriculum challenges, and understands what educators actually need day to day? Magic School AI is building AI tools specifically for teachers. Things like lesson plan generation, differentiation support, communication drafts, assessment creation, the kind of stuff that eats up hours of a teacher's week. The founder has talked about how hard it was early on to get anyone to take her seriously. The quote that came out in the Crunchbase piece was something like nobody wanted to give a former principal money, which is both a little heartbreaking and incredibly relatable if you've ever been an outsider trying to break into the startup world. But here's the thing about edtech. It's a space where domain expertise is arguably more valuable than technical expertise because the graveyard of edtech products built by engineers who never spent a day in a classroom is absolutely enormous. Magic School AI is part of a broader trend we're tracking on this show, non-technical founders who see AI as a way to close the gap, using tools like ChatGPT and other models to build products without needing to be the one writing the underlying code. $63 million is serious money for an edtech company, and it signals that investors are seeing real traction here. Teachers are actually using this. Schools are actually paying for it. This is the kind of story I want to keep amplifying because it matters. The next wave of great AI companies might not come from Silicon Valley. They might come from a middle school in the Midwest. Don't sleep on the domain experts. Next up, Windborne Systems, and this one sits right at the intersection of climate tech, AI, and a market that most people don't think about as a startup opportunity. weather forecasting? Windborne just closed a $37 million Series B to scale up their network of weather balloons and their AI-powered forecasting platform. So here's the thing about weather prediction. It matters enormously for a huge range of industries, from agriculture and aviation to insurance, energy, and logistics. But the infrastructure underpinning global weather data is largely government-owned and pretty old. Windborne's bet is that by deploying their own network of smart weather balloons, and yes, we're talking actual balloons here, they can collect richer, more granular atmospheric data than what traditional systems are capturing. Then they layer AI on top of that data to generate forecasts that are more accurate, more localized, and more commercially useful than what you'd get from a government weather service. The Series B tells us that investors believe this model can scale. $37 million is enough to meaningfully expand a balloon network and build out the AI infrastructure to process all that atmospheric data in real time. The question the TechCrunch piece was asking, and it's a great one, is whether Windborne can actually make weather prediction lucrative, because historically, this has been a public good kind of business, not a high-margin commercial one. But think about the enterprise use cases. An insurance company that can more accurately predict severe weather events, an energy grid operator that knows exactly when solar and wind output will dip, a precision agriculture platform that can tell a farmer in Iowa exactly when to plant. That's real money on the table. Windborne is essentially trying to build a commercial layer on top of what has always been public infrastructure, and the AI moment we're in makes that more feasible than ever before. 37 million Series B weather balloons and AI, honestly one of the more creative startups we've covered on this show, and I'm genuinely curious to see how this one develops. Okay, story four, Enforcer, and this one is coming out of London, which is always exciting because European enterprise tech is having a serious moment right now. Enforcer just closed a $50 million Series C round led by Insight Partners, and the focus is on helping smaller businesses navigate the increasingly complex world of AI security and compliance. Here's the problem Enforcer is solving as AI tools proliferate across the business world. Smaller companies are getting hit with a wave of new security risks and regulatory requirements that they simply don't have the IT staff or the expertise to handle on their own. We're talking about Microsoft 365 environments, cloud security posture, compliance frameworks, stuff that a 1,000-person enterprise has a whole team managing, but a 50-person company is just kind of hoping works out. Enforcer builds tooling that makes it easier to configure, monitor, and enforce security policies across these environments, essentially bringing enterprise-grade security management down to a price point and complexity level that smaller businesses can actually use. The fact that Insight Partners led this round is notable. Insight is one of the most active growth equity investors in enterprise software globally, and when they write a check at Series C, it usually means they're seeing real revenue and real retention numbers. The AI angle here is also important. As companies start integrating AI tools into their workflows, the attack surface grows, the compliance questions get more complicated, and the stakes for getting it wrong go up. GDPR, the EU AI Act, data sovereignty rules. This is a regulatory environment that is only getting more complex, and Enforcer is positioning itself as the solution layer for businesses that can't afford to hire a full compliance team. $50 million Series C, Insight Partners leading Enforcer is a company to watch, especially if you're thinking about where enterprise security spend is going to flow over the next few years. London is doing something right. And finally, this might be my favorite story of the day just because it's so different from everything else we covered. Superorganism just raised $25 million to back biodiversity startups. Superorganism is not your typical VC firm. They're an investment fund focused specifically on companies that are working to protect and restore biodiversity on this planet. They back startups across three buckets. First, technology that slows or reverses extinction. Second, startups at the intersection of climate and biodiversity. And third, tools that help conservationists do their work more effectively. $25 million is relatively modest compared to some of the other raises we talked about today. But in the conservation and biodiversity space, this is a meaningful pool of capital, and it signals that the investor community is starting to take this category seriously as an asset class. Think about what falls into these buckets: genomics tools for endangered species, habitat monitoring using satellite data and AI, platforms that help conservation organizations manage land and track outcomes, alternative proteins that reduce pressure on wild ecosystems. There's a growing argument in the impact investing world that biodiversity loss is as urgent a crisis as climate change, and that it's actually been chronically underfunded compared to clean energy and carbon markets. Superorganism is essentially trying to build the Kleiner Perkins of biodiversity, a specialized fund with the domain expertise to identify which companies in this space actually have a chance of scaling. The name is also just perfect. A superorganism is a collective system where individual parts work together for the whole, which is kind of exactly what a healthy ecosystem is. $25 million, no specific lead investor called out, but a clear and compelling mission, back the companies trying to make sure there's still a planet worth doing business on. I'm here for it. That's a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thanks to our sponsors, Ada Ago Consulting and Zen Semiconductor, for making this show possible. Go check them out in the show notes. Seriously great companies doing serious work. If you're enjoying Funded, you should also check out Skylar's Money Matters, another show in the Ada Podcast Network where we go deeper on personal finance, wealth building, and the economics behind the headlines. Good stuff over there. Subscribe to Funded wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. See you tomorrow.